Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, in this special edition of Pulp and Paper Radio International, Jim Thompson sits down and talks with Mark Jones and Matt Valentine with Lubrication Engineers. We'll get right to the interview right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
This is Jim Thompson, and today we are talking with Mark Jones, Lubrication Reliability Consultant, and Matt Valentine, Director of Sales. Both are with Lubrication Engineers, or LE for short. Can you give us a brief overview of Lubrication Engineers?
Sure, Jim. We're celebrating our 70th anniversary this year. We're based out of Wichita, Kansas, where we formulate our own lubricants. Our facility contains manufacturing, warehousing, R&D, and testing labs. We also have a training facility on site. Our consultants and distributors are located throughout the U.S. and in more than 60 countries. We are the single source for world-class lubrication reliability programs.
Well, since our listenership is primarily the pulp and paper industry, what is Lubrication Engineers' experience here?
We've developed lubricants specifically formulated to excel in the difficult applications that are found in pulp and paper mills. These applications are critical to uptime and operational efficiency. Mark, do you want to add anything?
Sure, Matt. For example, we've developed a grease, Almaplex Ultra Sin Lubricant, called 1299 for short. It outperforms every grease we've competed against in water wash-off and water spray-off tests. In the field, 1299 has done a tremendous job from wet end bearings through the reel. For one customer, it reduced the grease consumption over 75% in the second press bottom felt rolls and over 65% in the second press top felt rolls, a tremendous savings, not even counting the labor effort and the cost of the grease saved. We've also partnered with many pulp and paper locations to help develop and implement the lubrication reliability programs designed to meet their reliability goals.
Well, you seem to focus on lubrication reliability. Mark, can you explain what this is further?
Sure, Jim. We take a holistic approach to developing a lubrication reliability program. We treat lubricants as an asset, not a consumable. By keeping it clean and dry, we extend the life of the lubricant as well as the equipment. Premium lubricants to battle at harsh environments of the pulp and paper industry is a start. We also keep the lubricant clean and dry with contamination control, oil analysis, and filtration, proper storage and handling, and color coding to round out the program.
Safety is first, and all of our programs are designed to start with safety. Then we're driven by cost savings for our customers. We look for savings in energy consumption and in managing effective lubrication efforts. We help create lube routes and visual on-the-run maintenance checks using our sight glasses, breathers, color-coded tags, containers, lube rooms, filter carts, and adapters.
All of these efforts are backed up by our whole team, our local lubrication consultant, our corporate lubrication reliability solutions team, called LRS for short. They basically can step in into the complex details at a moment's notice.
So, what might a customer expect from the lubrication engineers team?
Our 70 years of experience has taught us that a lubrication program is not just oil and grease. We see four basic steps, not necessarily in order here, to execute a successful experience. First, we often must change the culture with training and education. This includes our awareness training, best practices, and other courses that we provide in-house or online. And we start at the top of the organization, corporate champions, and then train each level through the mill with custom programs designed for their unique responsibilities and expertise. Second, we identify critical equipment and confirm what lubricants each requires. We color code the equipment with a unique identifier. The color coding will carry through the lubricants and equipment necessary to effectively apply it and monitor performance.
Third, even though the lubricants are segregated from the factory, at the mill we sample the oil in storage and in the reservoir. It's like a blood test in that it reveals the condition of the oil as well as the condition of the equipment. And finally, a proper oil analysis program will identify when to change and when to filter the oil while the mill production continues. Thus, we know when to change the oil based on conditions, not the calendar. Analysis also gives us a very early identification or indication of potential bearing and equipment damage.
Well, contaminants are tough on equipment and lubrication for sure. How do you overcome these challenges?
They are. The most effective way is to make every effort to keep contaminants out at the start. The best path is, to success is with a good oil analysis program and proper testing protocols in the program. We use industry standards for cleanliness with recommended ISO codes for hydraulic oils and gear oils. We work with our customers to establish best practice on how to clean to maintain the oil for each application. Basically, oil analysis tells the story. It's a scientific, it's an analytic. We can interpret the samples and let our customers know when and where it is necessary to filter the oil while it is in production to minimize downtime. We install the appropriate equipment to do this. Again, preventing contamination starts in the lube room upon receipt of the lubricants. The lubricant is quarantined and sampled to confirm it is the correct lubricant. After assurance checks, it is released for use.
Oil is then filtered into appropriate color-coded lube storage container. Each container has adapter kits to cleanly transfer from the drums through a filter cart or filtration unit included on the storage system. Our tote adapter kits come with proprietary desiccant breathers that will stop particles down to 3 microns. When oil is needed on the floor, we use our color-coded expel containers and filter carts to safely carry the oil to the floor. Color coding to assure no cross-contamination is paramount. The containers and carts are connected to unique adapter kits made specifically for each unique service. Adapter kits eliminate the need for open conveyances. If only filtering is needed, the appropriate filtration equipment is rolled out to the target location. This is like a kidney dialysis machine cleaning the blood in our bodies. This can be done without downtime.
Samples are taken immediately after filtration to establish a new baseline of oil health. Then we continue to sample on a planned schedule to monitor and maintain oil health. Using LE's lubrication reliability program as described, in one mill, we have safely gone 8 years without changing oil in a gearbox. Previously, this mill had changed oil every 3 to 6 months. The average length for oil life for LE oil is 3 to 5 years, dramatically lowering oil and labor costs. For example, in a hydraulic unit, we've gone 11 years without changing the oil.
The types and severity of contaminants can change over time, but working closely with customers, we can adjust and refine the programs as needed. Knowing this process works, it's gratifying to see how mills evolve from a time-based contaminated mill using buckets and funnels to a world-class lubrication and reliability program, enhancing safety, increasing production, and reducing cost.
Well, thank you, Matt, Mark and Matt. So how do listeners reach you?
You can always go to our website at www.lelubricants.com, which has sections dedicated to our lubricants and reliability products. We also have sections dedicated to specific applications and industries, including, of course, the pulp and paper industry. Our website also has a contact us section to help you find a local LE consultant or distributor wherever you are in the world.
Let me add, if you'd like to contact me directly, my email is m.jones@le-inc.com.
Well, folks, today we've been talking to Mark Jones and Matt Valentine of Lubrication Engineers. I am Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications, and I recommend you give Lubrication Engineers an opportunity to work with your mill.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.